This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is marching towards becoming a vibrant trade and commerce hub. Lauding the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister said this agreement will boost economic activities and will create opportunities for Indian business and MSMEs. He was speaking during a TV channel conclave in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister said India has signed trade agreements with UAE, Australia and Mauritius. He said India is actively engaged with the world. The Prime Minister said that prior to 2014, the banking sector was on the brink of collapse, but today India's banking system stands among the strongest in the world. He said instead of pursuing a GDP-focused approach, the government is shifting towards a GEP-centric model of progress, that is, gross empowerment of people. He further said that in the last 3 years, YouTube alone has made 21,000 crore rupees to Indian content creators.
इस बदलते भारत का सबसे बड़ा सपना है 2047 तक विकसित भारत. देश के पास सामर्थ्य है, देश के पास संसाधन है और देश के पास इच्छा शक्ति भी है. विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य की प्राप्ति में ऐसे मंथन, ऐसी चर्चाएं और उसमें भी युवाओं की भागीदारी, इसकी बहुत बड़ी भूमिका है.
Earlier, in a historic milestone, India and the UK have successfully concluded an ambitious and mutually beneficial free trade agreement, along with a double contribution convention. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister of UK, Keir Starmer, had a telephonic conversation today, in which the two leaders welcomed the successful conclusion of an ambitious and mutually beneficial India-UK FTA. Prime Minister Modi said these landmark agreements will further deepen India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership and catalyze trade, investment, growth, job creation and innovation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Friedrich Merz on assuming office as the Federal Chancellor of Germany. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to working together to further cement the India-Germany strategic partnership. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting today with Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories through video conferencing to review the preparations for the civil defence mock drill scheduled for tomorrow. The meeting was attended by the Directors General of Civil Defence and the National Disaster Response Force, along with other senior officials in the national capital. Civil defence mock drills will also be conducted in Uttar Pradesh. In Bihar, the civil defence mock drill will take place in 6 districts, namely Patna, Purnia, Katihar, Kishanganj, Araria and Begusarai. Patna District Magistrate Dr. Chandrasekhar Singh informed that the exercise will be conducted tomorrow from 7 to 7.10 p.m. at 80 locations in Patna. Delhi government has issued an advisory to schools for conducting civil defence awareness and preparedness programmes tomorrow. Delhi government, in its advisory, said that these programmes aim at educating students and staff about safety protocols during civil emergencies such as air raids, sabotage threats or any hostile situation. Our correspondent reports that in the national capital, mega mock drills will be organised at schools, colleges, hospitals, metro stations, IGI airport and public places located in various districts. The Indian Air Force or IAF will carry out a 2-day mega military exercise in Rajasthan along the international border with Pakistan from tomorrow. The IAF has termed it a pre-planned routine training exercise that will involve all the frontline fighter jets including Rafale, Sukhoi 30 and Jaguar aircraft. According to a notam or notice to airmen issued by the Airport Authority of India, the exercise is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. tomorrow and will continue until 9:30 p.m. on Thursday, restricting airspace in the affected areas. And now news from Khelo India Youth Games. Team Maharashtra has reached the number one position with 6 gold and a total number of 19 medals in its kitty. Rajasthan team with 6 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze is in the second position, while Karnataka is in the third position. And in IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 156 runs against Gujarat Titans in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.